Proclamation number 4914 of 15th of June, 1950. God speaks. God himself is the Word. No one who seriously delves into the Word of God will ever doubt that the connection between heaven and earth, from the spiritual to the earthly kingdom, can be established. God's Word has to come from himself and be conveyed to the human being, and for this purpose God makes use of people who are devoted to him, who thus heard his Word and passed it on to their fellow human beings. God's Word is the audible expression of his will, which is to be made known to his living creations, or they would not be able to live according to his will. Whether this Word of his is handed down, whether it is read out of ancient writings, it must once have been spoken by God, and people must have heard it directly from him, who then pass it on to their fellow human beings on his behalf. The divine word is unmistakable evidence of his existence for the one who hears it from him, yet if he then passes it on to his fellow human beings, faith in the existence of a being which wants to reveal itself to his living creations must already begin. But faith, in turn, should be a convinced one, and it is the human being's task during earthly life to create this inner conviction. But God himself helps every person who wants to recognize him. However, his word must first be acknowledged, i.e., seriously considered, otherwise the human being will not be able to make a judgment which can give him inner conviction. His word must be seriously thought through and then put to the test, i.e., the human being must live according to the divine word which reveals God's will, and then, as a result of his way of life, his ego will be able to judge. It will, so to speak, recognize itself as the creature of an exceedingly perfect being, and its faith in this being will now be convinced, i.e., it will be alive, for it is no longer improbable to the human being that there is a connection between the spiritual and the earthly kingdom. Then he will soon be able to hear God's voice within himself, because God reveals himself to everyone who believes in him and wants to hear his word. The belief that God reveals himself through the word is little found amongst people who, however, should only go back to the origin of what spread amongst people as the word of God. Once people have acknowledged that God has spoken and that his word, the scriptures and the tradition originated from him, the assumption that he will no longer express himself is also unjustified. Rather, the ever-increasing spiritual adversity is the reason for a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence to reveal himself again and again in order to strengthen people's weak faith, to revive it and to make himself known. Anyone who believes in God is only a convinced believer if he also considers an expression of the God being possible, because a living faith also considers the connection between the Creator and his living creations to be irrefutable, and the transmission or manifestation of God's will can also be derived from this relationship of coexistence, which then also explains and proves God's nature. God himself is the Word, and through the Word he has given people the proof of his existence. And thus he established the connection between heaven and earth, yet always only on condition that the human being seeks the connection to heaven from earth, i.e., that he is willing to enter into the right relationship which earns him the audible utterance of God. God reveals himself through his word to the one who wants to know God and who makes himself worthy of his love and grace. Amen.